Did you happen to watch Spurs Rockets last night?
No. Not a big NBA guy.
Yeah, I'm not either, but I don't know. It's one of the greatest coaches of all time and franchises of all time, the Spurs, against James Harden, who's kind of the dark horse to win the MVP. I didn't watch much of the game, but that's because there wasn't really a game. It was a blowout.
Yeah, it was a blowout.
Another
yeah.
blowout. There have only been like two playoff games in the NBA this year or something like that that have been settled on the final possession. Like it's not been a good postseason for the NBA. And James Harden was a virtual no-show. I saw a really funny headline from Deadspin that was James Harden was in James Harden got a chance to enjoy Rockets Spurs last night from courtside seats or something because, you know, he had the best seats in the house and he was not really participating.
He only made two field goals.
There was actually rumor going around that there could be some point shaving going on here. Like, that's how bad James Harden was last night.
Yeah, I heard about that, too. I don't know. I saw there's a video going viral right now of a kind of in charge, not necessarily in charge, but kind of, you know, helped set up the betting odds for Vegas, and mm-hmm. he was absolutely ripping apart James Harden.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what I was bringing up, is this guy going on a very not-safe-for-work rant against James Harden. And there was a bettor in Vegas that put down $120,000 on the Rockets to win last night. That didn't go over very well. I don't know. It's again, the NBA doesn't really interest me all that much until we get to really crunch time or we get to the finals or something like that. But it seems like James Harden last night, that was one of the worst playoff performances of all time by someone who is a supposed star in the league.
I think he's ready to be done. It didn't take him very long for him to get out to the strip club, go party.
Yeah, he went. That's right. He was at the clubs last night.
Oh, yeah. He was out there within I was reading something that said he's out there within an hour of the game ending.
Oh, man. Well, and yeah, there were people that were complaining about that today. I don't know how I feel about that because his season is over. Have either of us gone out to the bars after a bad day of work? The answer is yes. It's not a great look. I mean, I understand why fans would be upset, but, you know, the guy is just getting ripped to shreds, and if that's how he handles it, if that's his coping mechanism, I guess it's a free country and he's allowed to do that, but not a great finish to the season for James Harden. It was great if you're a Thunder fan, because now you got to be feeling even better about your guy and Russell Westbrook, who I think should have been the MVP all along, no doubt about that. It's a shortened hour, too, but when we come back, a little bit of controversy brewing at Texas Tech, the comparison between Cliff Kingsbury and his exact opposite, Bill Snyder. That's coming up next on The Game.
Now you can easily deposit checks from the KS State Bank.